Earning your degree online doesn't mean you have to go about it alone. At Capella University, we're here to support you when you're ready. From enrollment counselors who get to know you and your goals, to academic coaches who can help you form a plan to stay on track, we care about your success and are dedicated to helping you pursue your goals. Going back to school is a big step, but having support at every step of your academic journey can make a big difference. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
This is Movers and Shakers, where we interview the upcoming generation of Make It Happen multifamily investors to share their story.
Welcome to the Movers and Shakers podcast. My name is Gino Barbaro, co-founder of Jake and Gino, multifamily investor, educator, father, mentor, and I am joined by my co-host, who has not yet packed for a trip that he has to leave in 3 hours, Joshua Ryan Rusin, the community director of Jake and Gino. Josh, how's your day going today, bro?
Gino, slamming and jamming, brother. What I'm excited about is I'm about to hop on a plane, fly to Austin, Texas, and hang out with 150 of my closest friends. And truth is, we're going to tour deals. And one of my favorite parts of this is the deals we're touring is two students, one who became a coach, and the amount of success they created, hanging around like-minded individuals. And I am just fired up for this event. Gino, what's going on in your world?
Proper planning prevents poor performance. Now, everyone listening to this, if Josh had decided to say, hey, it's Sunday night, not doing anything, maybe I'll pack and not wait till the night before, because stuff always happens and stuff happened last night. Now, Josh is wondering, how am I going to pack? My kids are at home. I'd send them over to his house and pack stuff, but that's not happening because he's leaving in 2 hours. I'm doing great, Josh. Let's introduce this guest today, because I mean, this is awesome. I love this guest's story, the amount of success he's created in the community, and also the different, I guess, what we call accountability pods and touch points. And, you know, success leaves clues, everybody. This guest that comes out to all the events, he participates, he's on the private Facebook page, he's out there taking massive action. And that's what leads ultimately to success, Josh.
Yeah, today on the show, we have Mr. Tony Castronovo. Now, he is the founder and managing partner of Novo Multifamily Group with over 7 years experience in acquisitions, underwriting, contract negotiation, and capital raising, just to name a few. Tony is currently invested in approximately 800 units, including a combination of GP, LP, co-GP, and independent ownership deals. Without further ado, welcome to the show, Tony.
Thank you, guys. I'm excited to be here.
All right. So, Tony, listen, who is Tony Castronovo? Tell me a little bit about who you are, how you ended up in real estate. Give us the background.
All right. Let's see. I guess the skinny, but kind of, you know, go backwards. I got into real estate about 7 or 8 years ago. And I have been a management consultant for the last 25 years. Even before I got into management consulting and started in kind of a different life in the construction field before I went back to college. So I've been kind of doing this for a while, but the real estate spark really got me back around 2014. And, you know, it was just something that literally I was sitting there, you know, late night working with a colleague, and he was sharing his story about his grandfather kind of made it as a blue collar worker at GE, getting that first single family home, becoming a landlord, and kind of building an empire from there with multiple lines of businesses. And it just really got me excited. And I read his biography. And from there, I just formed a company, went out and bought my first rental property. And, you know, here I am today with almost 800 units.
Tony, you came to Jake and Gino through a sort of a different route. You already had a little bit of experience. You had a 20 unit deal that was going really well. And then you did a syndication. So you had experience. A lot of listeners are out there. I'm doing it on my own. I don't need mentorship. I don't need anybody's help. I think I'm doing it. What attracted you to Jake and Gino? And I'm going to answer a question of what you got from Jake and Gino. I'm going to answer because you were on a Monday lesson and we had done a buy right. And we talked about what the buy right criteria was. And I think the light bulb went off for you there. But what really attracted you to the community? What were you missing on, you know, doing it by yourself?
You know, I always feel like I got to do proof of concept on my own. It's just mm-hmm. how I learn and how I convince myself that there's merit behind any endeavor. Mm-hmm. But I think for probably a couple of years, I was sort of shadowing a few guys that were part of another mentoring group. And I was really skeptical. And I was thinking, you know, man, I can do this myself. It may take a little longer and get this figured out. But then as I started observing and seeing this ecosystem that they were building around themselves, and not just the education, but just, you know, the accountability and really access to capital and partners, and those things attracted me to a program. What got me to Jake and Gino was that, you know, I considered, of course, that program, but I think it turned me off a little bit because there was a lot of the glitz and the glam and the fancy sports cars and, you know, just everything that I was like, well, that's not really what I'm in this for. Mm-hmm. I'm in this for, you know, being in the business, being excited about growing my business and learning from people who want to share and don't have a chip on their shoulder. And, you know, as I got talking with Josh and with Dylan and of course yourself, the culture just brought me in.
Mm-hmm. I love that. And I remember when you joined, talk about your first deal, because you did the opposite. Your first deal was a killer, but yet your second deal was more of a struggle. Can we discuss that first deal? And then obviously the second deal. And then after that, I want to go into the big aha moment that you had. And it really helped me as a teacher to really discuss buy right criteria. So let's jump into that first deal and then second deal real quick.
Okay. And I'll put a teaser out there that I just sold the second deal yesterday.
All right. After a lot of deliberation, correct? I mean, we had coached about this, talked about it. Should I let it go? Should I not let it go? So, I mean, congratulations. That is awesome, bro.
Yeah, I'm still like, you know, in a cloud right now because yesterday was a big flurry, of course. Mm-hmm. But I'll start with the 20 unit. So that was my entry into multifamily coming out of single family. Mm-hmm. So I had sold a small portfolio of about 8 homes in the single family space and did a 1031 exchange into a 20 unit multifamily. At that time, I didn't know anything about syndication. I thought the only way to buy multifamily was just open my checkbook and buy as big of a property as I could afford and be comfortable with. And so it was a great experience to not have to really answer to partners and investors and so forth while I was learning the ropes of how do I operate a multifamily property. I will say that I did transition as well from self-managing to hiring third-party management. So that was also an evolution. Learned a ton about that and what I was looking for in a property manager. But that property, we sold it in November last year. So we held it for about 3 years.
All right.
It was a fantastic opportunity. All the right sort of check boxes that we look for and that we teach in the program of, you know, how to buy something right. Man, it was all there. We doubled the value of that property in 3 years.
Awesome. And the second property, talk about the challenges that you had with that property, because the first one is a home run, but the second one is like, wow, there's some roadblocks on this deal.
Yeah. I mean, and that's the thing, right? Nobody likes to talk about things that don't go well, right? Everybody gets mm-hmm. pumped up about, you know, the latest acquisition and, you know, I just doubled the property in 3 years, right? Mm-hmm. Those are easier to talk about. But this one was challenging, I think, for a few reasons. The first was that we acquired it 3 months before the world changed. As we all know, you know, March, actually, I guess we're on an anniversary here, March of 2020, we had heard about this little thing called COVID being a part of the United States. And we had purchased the property just a few months prior to that. So we're right in the middle of our repositioning. Heavy lift, Class C property. You know, we're doing all the things to start renovating, to start working on demographic of our tenant base. And then all of a sudden, everything just halted. And we couldn't evict anybody. And we still had lots of operational issues and people issues. And so really, it was like a setback for about a year while everything was just kind of settling in and kind of got out of some of these moratoriums. But then another big impact for us was that we're in a college town. So this property was in Bryan College Station, Texas, where Texas A&M University is. And overall, between the Bryan and College Station cities, it's about 250,000 people. But the university is the lifeblood. And that university decided to go virtual for 2 semesters in a row. Mm. And even though we're not a student housing complex, you can imagine the fallout from that with just, you know, the services, the restaurant workers and so forth. Jobs just disappeared overnight. And, you know, that just caused a lot of impacts to the property.
Mm-hmm. What made you decide to sell ultimately?
Fun. So back in August of last year, we had a buy right in Jacksonville. And I don't know if you remember, but I decided to kind of step up, be a little vulnerable. And I forget what Bill Hamm was talking about, or maybe it was his famous, you know, does anybody have anything they want to talk about? And so I brought this up. And of course, Bill's response was, take it behind the barn and shoot it. But I wanted to go a little deeper. And I think part of what we started talking about was talking about financing and debt. And I was coming up on my term, on my bridge loan. And I was trying to decide, I could refi this into long-term debt. And you know, get a better rate and, you know, hopefully bring down my expenses and maybe keep running this thing, even if mm-hmm. it was a little lean. Or I could try to get out before the term of the debt came up. And so that was the dilemma that I was going through. And ultimately, I think what we came to realization, and Bill really helped me kind of think through all this, was the return on effort. This property just mentally drained me. It just mm-hmm. sucked the life out of me. And, you know, I tell you, ultimately, we turned a corner on this thing. It was like a hockey stick. And, you know, once the university came back online and, you know, the moratoriums ended, we were 100% occupied and we were making money. And we are returning, you know, profits to our investors on this deal. I'm very excited about that. But it just, the amount of work that I had to put into it, mm-hmm. it held me back.
Mm-hmm. So I want everyone to picture this. It's a Monday afternoon, 12 p.m. Every Monday, we have lessons for the Jake and Gino community, just for the students. And we have a buy right. And Tony gets on. He's being vulnerable again. He just, you know, says, I want to share. We're talking about buy right criteria. And I think that's where I think Tony had an epiphany as well. And this is important to share with everybody. Get focused on what you want to buy. Get focused on your market, get focused on median income, get focused on the type of asset, unit mix, amenities, all that. Can you go through that, Tony, that real epiphany that you had, like, wow, I'm trying to buy everything here when I shouldn't try to be focusing on everything. Let me focus on what really fits my criteria.
Yeah. And I think when I first started buying, my criteria was, what can I afford?
Yes.
And that's not a great criteria, right?
Mm-hmm.
So as we started going through that process and really focusing on, you know, criteria to put into a buy box, mm-hmm. You know, for me, what I really felt I could be good at and that I would enjoy purchasing and running for the next 5+ years would be something that's more of kind of that modest value add. Ideally a B class property. Mm-hmm. I have done C class and I've also done A class. B is right down the fairway for me because it's just something that I've had all the, you know, stories and work and so forth around C class and all that it entails, mm-hmm. but I still want some work. I still want some meat on the bone to be able to drive value in a property and not just kind of bet on the appreciation play. But I just don't want it to be a complete train wreck and, you know, mm-hmm. have that return on effort be subpar.
Mm-hmm.
But from a size perspective, I'm really looking for something 120 to 160 units. Of course, I've been on the fringes, right? I've done less, I've done more. But that's a size that I feel has good potential to syndicate mm-hmm. and can bring returns for investors. It's big enough to be exciting and have the need for a lot of work and management, but also not overwhelming that I can't take that on at this point in my career.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as far as markets go, of course, my backyard, I'm in Houston, Texas. I know this market very well. I know every submarket in it. So I am focused here. But I also have two other markets that I've been focused on, San Antonio, Oklahoma City. There's some reasons behind that, but But for me, I'm focused on that. Doesn't mean that I won't do a deal somewhere else. As long as it checks a number of boxes and I can partner with somebody, it makes sense, I'll do it. But as far as where I'm looking, it's in those three markets.
Do you have any other aha moments that you can share, you know, since joining the community?
You know, what I always tell people when they're asking me about, oh man, you know, it's a lot of money and I got to pay for this program. I could put that money to work in other places. To me, I literally paid for my 2 years of tuition in the program on my first deal 2 months after joining the program. Wow. Yeah. And where that comes from is, you know, partnerships. If you have this network of people that are your partners, could be your partners, great. You don't really need as much of a program like this. But I mean, I have met so many people that inspire me and hold me accountable. And Gina, I'm a goal planner, but I've never actually put on Facebook and shared my goals with, you know, 300 people before. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you probably saw I did that last week and, you know, it's holding me accountable. Mm-hmm. And that's really what I think keeps me going and fuels me.
I want a big shout out to the groups that you've created too. There's the Cowboy Cohort. So any Jake and Gino members who are in Texas, reach out to Tony. You're going to get his contact information at the end of the call. Reach out to him. Become part of that group. They're doing property tours together. They're holding each other accountable. When they come to these live events that we're having one in Austin, they're getting together. Also, Jake and Gino has a runners club. So when they go to these events, holding each other accountable, you know, you go to an event Sunday morning, you just met the event. You don't really want to go running, but you know what? 10 or 15 of them get together and they go running. And that's really important. And you talk about culture and accountability. And this is for everybody out there. Even if you have a couple of deals, just to get that insight of people who are doing it could change the trajectory of what you're doing. So big, big shout out to you, Tony. I'm really, really proud of the accomplishments you've made. And you've left your job. You left your W-2, correct? And you're focusing on this full time now?
Yeah, I literally did that a month after when I joined the program. Not because I reached this financial freedom number that everybody talks about, but I just needed to rip the Band-Aid off. And, you know, my wife and I talked about when we were selling that 20 unit that I would just peel off a year's salary and give myself some runway to just make our business work. Mm-hmm. And that just gave me a lot of freedom and ability to just go for it.
What made you rip off the Band-Aid though? I mean, you've been doing this for 7 years by yourself. What made you do it at that particular moment after you joined the community?
I think that I got a lot of confidence that this is real and I have all the key ingredients right in front of me. I have the background and experience. I just need to be able to put more energy and time and focus into it. Mm-hmm. And Gina, it's always what I wanted to do. This isn't a, let me do real estate so that I can build a retirement nest egg. This has always been a new career for me. It's where my passion is. And, you know, I never like to say that I was doing real estate on the side when I mm-hmm. had my W-2 job. I was actually having two careers at the same time.
Mm-hmm. I can attest to that. I know how that feels. What does your day look like now? What is your career look like now that you're focused totally on real estate? How do you feel?
My wife says that I'm on the phone nonstop. You know, she's like, do you ever get tired of talking? But the reality is not really. I love this stuff. I love being on the phone with other investors and partners and this is just what I'm built for. Mm-hmm. And I'm really, even though, you know, I'm an engineer by education, I'm not the spreadsheet guy. I don't love to just stare at spreadsheets all day. I like to be out there talking to people and being in the field and working with investors and raising capital and inspiring people. And I love the coaching aspect too. I spend a lot of time with our students just, you know, nurturing and coaching and mentoring them. And they inspire me and help, you know, reinforce my education as well. Mm-hmm. So that's what really gets me excited. But my day, I mean, I have full days every day. I think there's a day I've worked less than 10 or 12 hours. But it doesn't feel like that. It's just, you know, what I like to say is that you've heard the phrase work-life balance. Mm-hmm. That's a fallacy. To me, it's work-life integration. Mm-hmm. And I think you know this, I took 15 days and I just got back. I went on the road with my wife and our dog. And we did a road trip through Colorado and Utah. And that was for a couple of reasons. One is that we deserve to take a little time and have some fun, get some skiing in. But also we were looking for a property that was part of our vision board and something that, you know, we had always said one day, maybe when we retire, we'll get a place in the mountains. And then, you know, just over the last few months, I started realizing that why wait? You know, instead of can we do this, it's how do we do this? Mm-hmm. And you know, I want to be able to live my life now. And so we actually had some success. We found a place. We're under contract on a property out in Utah. And, you know, we're going to use it as a short-term rental. And when it's not being rented, we're going to get to use it. So that's how.
That is awesome. Congratulations with that. Before we go to the short answers, can you talk about your most recent deal? You guys have done a most recent deal through the community?
Well, since joining the community, I actually got into a 396-unit Class A deal up near Fort Worth, Texas, mm-hmm. In a town called Weatherford. And that was literally through somebody that I met at a breakout during MM4. So power proximity, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And then shortly after that, a couple other Jake and Gino members asked me to participate in another Class A deal, a 60 unit in some market here in the Houston area. We just closed on that a couple of weeks ago. And then two other members of the Jake and Gino community had reached out after I started sharing some of my goals and my buy right criteria and asked me to join the sponsorship team for an 80 unit in Oklahoma City. And we're currently wrapping up our capital raise on that. We should be closing about middle of next month.
Wow. Did you ever envision yourself joining it within, like, I don't know, not even a year? You're involved in over 600 units. You're in different markets. You're doing, I think what is really cool is you're doing what you're really enjoying that you're doing. You're not just the spreadsheet person. You're out there, you're touring these deals. You're mentoring other students. You're raising capital. Would you have even considered that?
I mean, and certainly a year ago, no, I figured I'd just be plugging away and, you know, maybe every couple of years I'd find a deal to get involved in and, mm-hmm. you know, maybe just creep up from 20 to 60 to, you know, whatever the next step is, but not the hockey stick that I've had just through, you know, all the partnerships that I've developed.
And before we go to the short answers, I really want to mention to everybody, Tony's put a lot of work and a lot of effort into it. He's put a lot of focus into it. This doesn't happen just because you join a community. So let's make that clear. He had success. Then he had a stumbling point. Then he joins, but he puts in a ton of work. He comes out, like he says, he's vulnerable. He gets on those Monday lessons. He asks questions. He comes to the boot camp. He shares. He gets on his coaching calls with Bill Hammond. Bill Hammond says, shoot your dogs early. So he actually takes Bill's advice and says, you know what? That's a good idea. How do I do that? His verbiage pre-2014 was, can I do that? Now, all he's done is improved a couple of things and says, how do I do that? He's asking himself better questions. And the better questions you ask, the better answers you're going to get. And I think just being in any type of community that can push you and elevate you, and all of a sudden you've set yourself up and you're getting those better questions from within the community, I think that's what's going to ultimately lead to you pushing yourself and becoming uncomfortable. And the more uncomfortable you get, the more success is going to come your way. Let's take a quick time out to hear from our sponsors.
Gino, I know a lot of our listeners are wanting to take their multifamily investing business to the next level. I know that you've been hard at work helping Jake and Gino students do just that using our framework. Can you explain to the listeners how they can get our help?
Guys, we've been hard at work growing our community of like-minded investors, and the results of our members has been nothing short of incredible. We're looking to grow this amazing group. What we're looking for is those who want to follow our proprietary framework that we've created. Buy right, manage right, and finance right. Leverage our connections, education, and mentorship as ways to take your business to the next level.
So if you're interested in finding out more about how you can become a part of our amazing community, apply to work with us at jakeandgino.com/apply.
All right, Tony, so some quick questions for you here, my man. Look, let's say I'm a newer investor. I know multifamily is the way to go, What tips do you have for me to create the most success and why?
I mean, I think the biggest thing, Josh, is, I know we say it all the time, but take action. To me, you know, we can get educated and we can surround ourselves with people, but if we're not doing something every day to move the needle, then it's really all for naught. And, you know, I take bigger goals that might seem very intimidating and unsurmountable and break them down and do something every day to make progress on that.
Mm-hmm. Love it, man. Small steps every day, right? And so, okay, next question. Obviously, you've created a lot of success. What habit do you have that you think is most helpful towards that success?
I think you got to measure everything, and not to the point where it's just nauseating, but if you know, when we're saying break things down, break goals down, you know, I have a goal to be on 2 podcasts a month, and I want to do that for a year. That was just something that I saw as I need to get more exposure and be top of mind and, you know, allow people to see that I am a credible person, an investor that they should consider working with. But I realized that that's not just going to happen by itself. So I am holding myself accountable and setting goals and measuring my progress toward that every single day, every week. And I think that, you know, somebody who has those aspirations just needs to put a few metrics in place to keep themselves going.
Love it. Last question. What's your favorite book you've ever read and why?
I'm not going to even say anything about the purple book because everybody's read that and it's been super inspiring. Beyond that book, I'll do a little plug for the Jake and Gino community here. One that I read fairly recently was The Honeybee. And the reason why I like that is the core message was multiple streams of income. There you go, Gino. Mm-hmm. Yeah, multiple streams of income. And so I have a tracker and I planned out to have multiple streams of income and I'm tracking every single month how much income I get out of those. And I'm nurturing each of those streams of income to make sure that they don't dry up.
I love it. All right, listen, if you're listening to this and you want a PDF copy of The Honeybee, email me, josh@jakeandgino.com, and I'll send you one. Now, Gino, listen, I think this has been an amazing episode. And really my biggest takeaway is the power of proximity and having the right network, right? What we've seen with Tony is his goals grow or his results exponentially because of the community and being an intentional action taker with the right education. But Gino, what other nuggets do you have to add to this?
Well, in 2014, Tony decides to start investing in real estate. And the questions he's asking himself is, how much money do I have? What can I afford to buy in real estate? That wasn't the right question that he was asking himself, everybody. You know, Mark Twain says, it's not what you know that's going to hurt you. It's what you don't know for sure. That just ain't so. So if Tony was still in that mindset today, he wouldn't be looking at syndication. He wouldn't be looking at partnering. He'd only be looking at how much can he afford himself. So that transformational shift came. He had success. He bought his first deal by himself, 20 units. He just sold it. He went full cycle on it. He bought a second deal, syndication. Went full cycle on that as well. Had a lot of success. I think he got a lot of clarity through joining the community. And is it a coincidence a month after he joins, he quits his W-2 job? I don't know. I mean, maybe it's cause and effect. I think what ended up happening was Tony looked around and said, there are a lot of successful people here. If they can do it, I can do it. I want to be held accountable by all these people in this room. I want to be able to grow in this room. And I think ultimately the culture of the community is the go-giver mentality. I mean, we're all out there trying to give as much as we can. And the more out there that you're mentoring other people, you're sharing resources, you're helping people underwrite deals, you're doing property tours, you're creating a whole cowboy cohorts in the Jake and Gino community. There's about a dozen of them in Texas going out and sourcing deals. I think that would have been foreign to Tony 2 years ago. But now that he joins the community, he's like, well, multifamily is a team sport. If I'm on an island all by myself, I can't do that. There's no way of doing it. I had my buddy, I had Jake, I had Mike, I had my brother Mark. We had our own little cohort in the beginning. That was our mastermind. If you're out there seeking for that, and if you're out there looking to be held accountable, because you know you can't do it by yourself sometimes, you need that little push. You need to go on Facebook and say, here are my goals. They may seem crazy, but you know what? I posted these 6 months from now. I'm going to look at them and I'm going to hold myself accountable. That's how we become successful, by raising our standards and by raising everybody around us. Hanging out with other people who are successful will ultimately lead to our success because we want to mirror them. Everyone hears the power of five, the power of the five people. That's important, but the power of a community and just looking at them and saying, I want to be like that. And I want to have that role model. It really comes down to who you resonate with and who can actually help you and who can push you ultimately? Because like I said, Tony's going to continue to look at deals. He's going out there and he's finding out what his sole purpose is. And now his day is filled with hours and hours of his wife yelling at him saying, Tony, get off the phone already. And I'm like, no, I like being on the phone. And she's like, you know what? Great. Let's go to Colorado. Let's go ski. And like I said, the questions are amazing. It's, can we afford this? No, the question now is how can we afford this? And it's amazing that he's actually in a year just shifted that whole mindset and he's just bringing it to every facet of his life, whether it's his family, whether it's his finances, or whether it's his business with multifamily. So congratulations, Tony. I mean, excellent job.
Thank you.
Tony, it's a lot of fun. How can the listeners get a hold of you?
They can certainly reach me via email, Tony, T-O-N-Y, at Novo, N-O-V-O, multifamilygroup.com. My website is also novomultifamilygroup.com. I'm also on LinkedIn and Facebook.
Well, listen, thank you. I want to thank you for being an amazing guest on the show. And Tony, bring us home with some strong words. What do you got?
Man, you know, I know we talked about it a little bit, but sometimes this business can be tough. And surrounding yourself with other people is going to be there to kind of lift you up. And you know, I have about 300 people I can reach out to get support in any facet at any time. And it feels amazing.
Well, thank you. Well, listen, we'll see you this weekend in Texas and let's make it a Movers and Shakers week. See you, everybody.
Thanks, Tony. Thanks, Josh.
All right. Thank you all.
Earning your degree online doesn't mean you have to go about it alone. At Capella University, we're here to support you when you're ready. From enrollment counselors who get to know you and your goals, to academic coaches who can help you form a plan to stay on track, we care about your success and are dedicated to helping you pursue your goals. Going back to school is a big step, but having support at every step of your academic journey can make a big difference. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.